The Enduring Tower. This is the story of Château Latour in Pauillac, Bordeaux. Written by Lisa Perotti Brown for The Wine Palette. Among Bordeaux's greatest estates, Latour has long been regarded as the most structurally uncompromising. If Lafitte embodies aristocratic restraint and Mouton Rothschild theatrical flair, Latour represents the sheer power of Pauillac. Today, following François Pinault's 1993 acquisition, Latour's iron fist in a velvet glove identity is guided by a partnership between President Frédéric Engerer and estate manager Hélène Genin. Over the past two decades, Latour has embraced organic farming, parcel-level precision, and an unconventional commercial model that has challenged Bordeaux traditions, changes that have reinforced Latour's enduring position. At the heart of Château Latour lies L'Enclos, a 47-hectare vineyard that encircles the château and is reserved exclusively for the Grand Vin. Situated at the southern end of Pauillac, bordered by Château Léoville-Las Cases in Saint-Julien, Latour's L'Enclos is on the revered Terrace 4. The Médoc Terrace sequence runs from lower, younger gravels near the estuary, Terraces 1 to 2, up to older, deeper Gunzian gravels on the highest ridges, Terrace 4. These higher terraces host many of the most prestigious left bank vineyard sites, including Latour and Léoville-Las Cases. Thus, L'Enclos is essentially a raised gravel mound overlooking the Gironde, reaching about 16 meters above sea level. Its deep, Gunzian gravels dominate the surface soils, underlain by clay and marl that provide both drainage and water retention. This balance of deep gravel interspersed with clay allows Cabernet Sauvignon, the vast majority of the vineyard, to ripen slowly and consistently, even in hot vintages. The estate's proximity to the Gironde estuary moderates temperature extremes, extending the growing season and reducing frost risk. Compared with the more northerly sectors of Pauillac, Latour benefits from slightly warmer conditions that contribute to its reputation for power, depth, and structure. Genin describes the resulting style in direct terms. For me, wines from Latour can be described as an iron fist in a velvet glove. For each wine we produce, we attach great importance to the quality of the grain of the tannins and preserving elegance. She emphasizes that even in warm years, balance remains the objective. Even if the vintage is warm and sunny, freshness and elegance are present. The Grand Vin unfolds gradually and is held together by its tannic structure. Latour's deep, compact gravels have a higher proportion of clay beneath compared to the lighter, sandier soils found further north. This composition produces wines that tend to be darker, more tannic, and slower to evolve than their counterparts. Where Lafitte is often described as aristocratic finesse and Mouton as flamboyant, Latour occupies a position of sheer structural authority, less about immediate charm and more about longevity. The Enclos itself is not uniform. Its highest gravelly sections, closest to the château, are dominated by Cabernet Sauvignon, the variety best suited to the well-drained soils and a prolonged ripening window. Lower, more clay-rich sections host smaller plantings of Merlot, which contributes flesh and mid-palate breadth. Petit Verdot and Cabernet Franc appear very rarely in the Grand Vin, in tiny proportions, and Cabernet Franc has been phased out in recent years. Geological consistency explains why Latour has historically been viewed as the most dependable of the first growths. Even in challenging vintages, the vineyard's natural buffering effect mitigates extremes, producing wines that rarely falter. The estate's name derives from a medieval watchtower, La Tour, built in the 14th century to monitor traffic along the estuary during the Hundred Years' War. Though the original tower no longer stands, its symbolism persists. La Tour has always been associated with strength and endurance. By the 17th century, the property had already gained prominence under the Ségur family, whose holdings included several of the Médoc's most influential vineyards. Trade through Bordeaux's expanding port network elevated Latour's wines across Europe, particularly in England and the Netherlands, where merchants prized their depth and longevity. The estate's prestige was formalized in the 1855 classification, which named Latour a Premier Grand Cru Classé, alongside Lafitte, Margaux, and Aubryon. Unlike some classified growths, whose reputations fluctuated over time, Latour's standing remained remarkably stable, a testament to the consistency of its terroir. François Pinault's acquisition in 1993 marked the beginning of a transformative modern era. Under Pinault's stewardship, significant resources were directed toward vineyard restructuring, technological modernization, and a renewed focus on long-term quality. In 1995, Frédéric Engerer joined the estate and eventually assumed overall leadership, initiating significant changes in both vineyard management and commercial strategy. Hélène Genin first arrived at Latour as an intern while completing her oenology diploma. "I started working at Latour as an intern during the 2001 harvest," she recalls. "I set up the laboratory and introduced our first experiments before the creation of the R&D department." Her background in agriculture initially led her toward forestry and environmental management, but she ultimately chose wine because of its interdisciplinary nature. "Wine incorporates culture with a big C, agriculture, history, and so many other areas." Over time, she moved through multiple roles within the estate, eventually becoming estate manager and overseeing both vineyard and winery operations. In 2009, the estate began transitioning to organic and biodynamic farming. The process required extensive experimentation and gradual adaptation across the vineyard. "Converting a vineyard of this size to organic and biodynamic practices is a long path," said Janin. "We have progressively learnt about our terroirs and their sensitivity to disease and water stress." The shift culminated in organic certification for the Grand Vin in 2018, positioning Latour among the most environmentally progressive first growths. Chateau Latour's Frédéric Engerer proudly displays their newly issued Ecocert organic certification in 2018. "The conversion to organic and biodynamic farming fundamentally changed how Latour approaches viticulture. Cover crops, biodiversity initiatives, and reduced chemical inputs have reshaped the vineyard ecosystem, encouraging deeper root systems and greater resilience." Genin stresses that the learning process is ongoing. "Every vintage is an occasion to discover something new about the vineyard. Climate change means we have to constantly observe what is happening and improve our knowledge to adapt." This emphasis on observation reflects a broader philosophical shift. Rather than imposing a fixed doctrine, the estate focuses on understanding each parcel's response to climatic conditions, adjusting harvest timing and vineyard practices accordingly. In the cellar, Chateau Latour combines technological precision with traditional élevage. Stainless steel vats allow temperature-controlled fermentations, while extraction techniques have evolved toward greater finesse. New French oak remains an important component of aging, but the goal is structural refinement rather than overt flavor influence. Genin describes the estate's approach to L'Effort de Latour as equally rigorous. "L'Effort de Latour is not a wine made with declassified plots, but a great wine in its own right. We are always working to obtain the best quality of tannins and a complex bouquet." With a higher proportion of Merlot, L'Effort often displays more floral aromatics, yet retains the tension and longevity associated with the estate. Historically, Latour's wines were known for their formidable structure in youth. Over the past two decades, improvements in vineyard management and extraction have resulted in greater textural refinement while preserving depth. Genin points to the 2020 vintage as a recent example of this evolution. "2020 is my favorite, not because of its power, but rather its elegance and balance. This shift does not represent a stylistic departure, but rather a refinement of Latour's traditional identity, maintaining density and longevity while achieving greater precision. Frederick Engerer's influence has extended beyond technical modernization. Early investments focused on rebuilding the winery and implementing parcel-by-parcel vinification, allowing greater control over extraction and blending decisions. However, his most significant impact has been strategic. Engerer's most widely discussed decision came in 2012, when Chateau Latour withdrew from Bordeaux's traditional imprimeur system. Rather than selling wines as futures, the estate chose to release them only when considered ready to drink. From an industry perspective, the move signaled a shift toward a luxury goods model, prioritizing provenance, maturity, and long-term brand control over short-term cash flow. Latour's withdrawal from imprimeur and its emphasis on delayed releases reflect a broader industry statement. By holding wines until maturity, the estate controls provenance and ensures that collectors experience vintages closer to their intended expression. Under Engerer's leadership, this approach has positioned Latour as both a traditional chateau and a modern luxury brand, one that prioritizes long-term reputation over market volatility. Despite significant modernization, Chateau Latour remains anchored in its terroir. The deep gravels of L'Enclos continue to shape wines defined by structure, freshness, and longevity, while contemporary stewardship ensures that the estate evolves without abandoning its core identity. As Genin observes, the work is never finished. Each year is different. We have to keep observing and preparing for the future. In an era when many estates chase stylistic trends, Latour's commitment to discipline and patience sets it apart. The result is a first growth that continues to redefine itself, not through reinvention, but through a sustained dialogue among land, science, time, and people.